Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. A senior official of the pro-Iranian Hezbollah says the issue of Western hostages in Lebanon is moving towards a solution. But Hussein Mousawi also warned the kidnappers will expect something in return. Iran's politicians may be helping to pave the way for a hostage release. Catherine Arms has monitored the latest developments in Cyprus.
The Iranian parliament has called for Iran to be separated from the issue of Western hostages held in Lebanon. A statement from a majority of the deputies broadcast on Tehran Radio said the fate of captives in Lebanon lies in the Lebanese people's hands, and that Western media is reporting propaganda focusing on the hostages rather than problems plaguing Lebanon. The deputies also called for an end to what they say are U.S. plots in Lebanon. Hopes for the release of Western hostages held in Lebanon have been high, following statements from Iranian President Rafsanjani indicating Iran may open its doors to the West. And he has said that a release of Western hostages may come soon. Catherine Arms for CBS News, Nicosia, Cyprus.
Soviet President Gorbachev has warned Estonia against trying to declare independence amid signs of increasing deadlock between the Kremlin and breakaway Lithuania. He also met with a Lithuanian delegation, warning them against trying to erect customs posts, issuing their own currency, or taking over state-run factories. China's People's Congress opened its annual session today, Premier Li Peng proclaiming that China will never yield to attempts to undermine its socialist system and communist rule. It's coming up on 2 minutes past seven.
If you're like most people, you've got a split personality when it comes to your money. Part of you likes to spend.
Oh, look at all this great stuff. I want it all now.
And part of you likes to save.
No, I shall put the money straight into my piggy bank for a rainy day.
So if you love to spend and save, why not have a bank account that helps you do both? Introducing the One Account from Sanwa Bank, a combined checking and savings account that can help you save money even while you spend it. How? Every One Account comes with free checks, so you can save the money you used to pay for checks.
Spend it. Save it.
And since One is a combined account, the balances from your checking and savings can work together to eliminate your monthly service fees entirely. So you have more money to...
Spend. Save.
Spend, you tightwad. Save, you impulsive child.
To apply for your One Account, just call 1-800-23-SANWA or stop by any Sanwa branch for details. Sanwa Bank, California. A lot more bank than you think. Member FDIC.
70-year-old Sherwin William Finley picked up a package last night at the door of his West Jacksonville, Florida apartment. Inside was a bomb and it went off, killing Finley. Ken Ames saw it happen.
He had picked up a brown package about the size of a shoebox and opened it. And when it did, two simultaneous explosions happened at the same time. One right back to back. And it just blew him directly backwards. And all the debris started to fall.
Finley's wife and daughter were not injured. Police have no idea why someone would have planted that bomb. A federal judge has been acquitted in San Francisco of obstructing justice. Newsman Bob Melrose has that from KCBS.
After 7 days of deliberation, the jury announced it had found Judge Robert Aguilar of San Jose not guilty of one count of obstruction of justice, but was deadlocked on seven other charges. Juror Joan Mackerlin of San Francisco says there was no conspiracy by the judge to influence others in a case involving an old friend.
We didn't see a meeting of minds. We didn't see agreements being formed, and that was critical to me, and it was critical to many of us.
Most of the votes were for acquittal. The judge says he will return to the bench. The government says there will be another trial. Bob Melrose for CBS News, San Francisco.
An ACLU lawyer has been charged in Agana, Guam, with making a speech in which she advised women to seek legal abortions in Hawaii. Janet Benshoof of New York faces up to a year in jail if convicted of violating Guam's new anti-abortion law, the most restrictive in any U.S. jurisdiction. It prohibits all abortions except those to save the mother's life or health and makes it a misdemeanor to promote abortion. The case presents Guam's Attorney General Elizabeth Barrett Anderson with a personal dilemma. She opposes the law, but says it is her duty to prosecute. And Superior Court Judge Raymond Diaz says he could not give Bashoff a fair and impartial hearing. The first anniversary of Alaska's Exxon Valdez oil spill disaster is on Saturday. By then, there could be a verdict in the trial of the tanker's fired captain. Carrie Anderson's been covering the trial.
When jurors hear closing arguments for and against the former skipper of the Exxon Valdez, they will be answering two key questions. Was Joseph Hazelwood drunk when his oil tanker plowed into a reef, devastating hundreds of miles of wildlife-rich coastline? And was he reckless for going below deck and leaving the third mate to navigate around glacial ice in Prince William Sound? Hazelwood is charged with felony criminal mischief and misdemeanors that include negligent discharge of oil and operating a tanker while intoxicated. The jury will hear 3 hours of final statements from each side before stepping behind closed doors to debate the verdict. Hazelwood's attorneys will be hoping for a full acquittal, but if the state wins on all counts, the 43-year-old Mariner could go to prison for 7 years and be accountable for over $60,000 in fines. Kerry Anderson for CBS News, Anchorage.
About 150 people have been evacuated from rising floodwaters in Selma, Alabama. Police Sergeant Anita Barlow says the flooding has a macabre aspect.
We've got a few caskets floating over in East Selma. They're popping on up. They're popping up out of the ground.
The Alabama River is more than 20 feet above flood stage in Montgomery. Coming up on 6 past the hour.
Qantas has great advice for anyone heading down under.
Don't go.
Because starting April 1st, you can fly nonstop from Los Angeles to Sydney any day of the week.
Except weekdays and weekends.
And you'll fly down under on the amazing new 747-400s, the biggest, most modern, most comfortable planes in the sky.
They don't have seats.
Los Angeles to Sydney.
Or restrooms.
Nonstop, every day of the week on the brand new 747-400s.
Ooh.
And you can fly our 747-400s non-stop to New Zealand twice a week. Call your travel agent or call Qantas at 1-800-227-4500.
That number again, 1-800-000.
That's 1-800-227-4500.
Who are you going to believe, a paid announcer or a cute koala?
No one flies non-stop to Australia and New Zealand as often as Qantas.
I hate Qantas.
Oh, really?
In Illinois, Secretary of State Jim Edgar faces conservative Stephen Bayer in today's Republican gubernatorial primary. Abortion has been a hot issue in that campaign, and even though Edgar is pro-choice, he's been endorsed by President Bush. The winner will face Democrat Neil Hardigan in November. In Chicago, there's a hot congressional primary in which a five-term black incumbent must overcome a recent ethics committee rebuke for sexual misconduct. Craig Delamore reports from CBS radio station WBBM.
Whether he survives the Democratic primary or not, outspoken incumbent Congressman Gus Savage will know he's been in a fight. The challenge by educator Mel Reynolds represents his strongest primary opposition in years. Reynolds was out greeting commuters in Chicago yesterday evening, hoping to sway the undecided voters who will, according to the polls, decide this contest. Reynolds says he's opposing Savage because the district deserves better.
He's the only member of the Black Congressional Caucus to miss 4 minimum wage votes. We have the worst toxic waste problem in this district, yet he's taking money from polluters. He just doesn't want the job, and the only reason I'm running is because I believe that the people out here deserve more. They've worked very hard in their lives, and they need a congressman to represent them.
Gus Savage has sought to portray Reynolds as the white establishment's attempt to unseat him, and he points to thousands of dollars in campaign contributions Reynolds has gotten from Jewish supporters. But Reynolds dismisses the tactic as divisive and diversionary. Craig Delamore for CBS News, Chicago.
Age is an issue in another Chicago House district. Polls have shown 80-year-old Democratic Congressman Sidney Yates trailing 31-year-old Alderman Edwin Eisendrath. Beauty is in the eye of the voter in Berwyn, Illinois. They're deciding whether to force a shopping mall owner to remove a huge $100,000 art construction many regard as an eyesore. Jury selection is just beginning in the New York racketeering trial of former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos and one-time billionaire Adnan Khashoggi. Tonight and early tomorrow, 15,000 special census takers will scour the nation's shelters, heating grates, and abandoned buildings in the first attempt to count the homeless. But homeless advocates led by Mitch Snyder say the effort is inadequate, and this morning in protest, they dumped a load of sand outside the Commerce Department.
Symbolically, we're just trying to say that you could just as easily count grains of sand on the beach when the tide is running in and out as you can homeless people, particularly when all they're doing is putting out 7,500 teams of enumerators to count literally millions of people in tens of millions of hiding places.
The regular census will be on April 1st. Led by higher clothing costs, consumer prices were up 0.5% last month. A growing appetite for imported oil helped push the January merchandise trade deficit up over 20%. After Japan's central bank hiked its discount rate by 1% to 5.25%, the Tokyo Stock Exchange took another huge tumble, losing 4% of its value. In Europe, the dollar is mixed. London gold is lower at $400.80 an ounce, and on Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials are ahead 2.70. It's 7:10.